Now, we heard yesterday on the show from the organisation CARE, who were talking about the huge rise in the number of cases of children sexually assaulting other children. They were saying that online pornography could be directly to blame and were calling on the government to do more to protect children and young people. Well, part of the problem is age verification, and Ian Corby is from the Age Verification Providers Association. Ian, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Come on then, we hear lots about age verification. How exactly does this work?
Good afternoon, AD, and thanks for having me on. I'm particularly pleased to speak to BBC Radio Leicester because my grandma lives in Burbage in the Moat House care home, and I can't miss the opportunity to thank the wonderful people there for the great job they've done over the last couple of years. Age verification, I hope, would be something you might describe as part of the solution rather than the problem. And the concern here is that in the real world, we've applied age restrictions for years. So you'll obviously be familiar when buying alcohol or cigarettes or even party poppers. You walk into the shop, and if you're lucky enough to look under the age of 25, you'll probably be asked for some proof of age. And we do the same if you're going to go into a casino or a cinema or a bookies. But obviously on the internet, it's not quite so simple. There's a famous cartoon which is a picture of a dog using the internet, and he turns to the puppy next to him and he says, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog." And that's the problem. On the internet, we don't know the age of the person on the keyboard, on their smartphone, using a games console, or even, you know, perhaps using a very clever connected fridge to stock up on some beer. And so age verification is the term we use for many different ways of figuring out the age of users. But doing so, and this is really important, without asking them to disclose their identity.
Ian, that was described beautifully, of putting that into context for us. We heard a lot yesterday that Parliament, government had blocked this through getting through Parliament. There seemed to be lots of kind of speed bumps with this. Why is that? Why was that the case?
Yes, we actually had some legislation back in 2017 to introduce age checks for people wanting to access what I think we should call adult content at this time on the radio. And unfortunately, even though it was passed by Parliament, ministers never actually implemented it. There are a couple of bureaucratic issues, but then I think just before the last election, ministers thought it would be a bit brave to suddenly require everybody to prove their age to visit those sites, given that about 60% of the population do tend to go to those sites. But there has since been some other legislation, some European legislation. One of the last bits of European legislation before Brexit is called the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, and that's about video sharing platforms like YouTube. And then there's also something the Information Commissioner has just done called the Children's Code. That actually came into force on the 2nd of September. And that means that websites can only show children content that is appropriate for their age. And that's not just about children generally, that's about different age ranges of children. So obviously there's a driving need now for websites where they process data or they have any sort of content that you might consider harmful to children to understand the age of those users. And when I say harmful, that's quite a broad way of thinking. It's not just the goods like cigarettes or alcohol. It's also being able to talk to a stranger, for example, or to organise to go on a date with somebody, where the Information Commissioner is saying that these platforms, these social media sites or gaming sites, now need to take their share of the responsibility. I've got quite a good story, actually. One of the providers I work with set up his company because he saw his nephew watching the TV, and his mum went out of the room, and his nephew quickly switched across from children's TV to YouTube and was starting to watch some other children bullying a child in the playground on a YouTube video, which his nephew found very sort of funny and was laughing along at. And Alistair just thought, goodness, you know, it's how can parents be expected to stand over their kids 24 hours a day to see what they're doing online to stop them getting into that sort of content?
You know, hearing that as well, hearing that story there, I mean, as a parent myself, kind of a lot of parents getting in touch with the show as well yesterday saying about worries that you can't police the internet. You cannot stay on top of the internet 24/7 and monitor what your child is doing. I mean, what would your advice be Ian, what would you say to parents that are worried about what children are accessing and viewing online?
Yes, I mean, we mustn't forget the internet has a lot of positive opportunities and opportunities for education and to find out about the world. So what we don't want is parents just shutting things off completely. I would always say, use the sort of software provided by your internet provider. They should have instructions online for your particular provider about how to implement the sort of parental controls that they supply. Use the controls provided by the particular devices that your children use. But unfortunately, we know that children generally know more about the internet than their parents. And it's just not fair to expect parents to carry that load on their own. And that's why governments both in the UK and across the whole of Europe, and in fact, even further as far afield as Australia, are now beginning to take action and say, look, come on, everybody's got to play their part. Doing things like age verification. And it's relatively simple. It's either, you prove you're an adult because you've got a passport or a driving license or something. Or in fact, we're now developing technologies which can estimate your age based on your face or how you talk or even how you type. And that sort of artificial intelligence is kicking in, which just looks at how you use your computer and can guess within a broad range, maybe more or less 2 years of the accurate age, roughly how old you are. So there's lots of technology coming down the line to make it possible. But again, one thing I just want to emphasize is it's just about proving your age. It's not about surveillance or knowing who you are. We definitely don't want children sharing their identity on the internet when all we want to do is check they're old enough.
Ian, it's been fascinating to speak to you. Thank you so, so much for your time this afternoon. Ian Corby there from the Age Verification Providers Association, telling us more there about those checks that will be put in place, or they're hoping will be put in place, I should say, to keep our children safe when they are online.